A Day in the Life of Royalty. My name is Tasha, and my brother's name is Rocco. We are Coton de Tuileries, the royal dog of Madagascar. We were bred to be the companions of European aristocrats. I am a princess. I live a life of royalty. I have a hairstylist that keeps my long, beautiful, white, flowing locks in perfect color and shape. My stylist also keeps my nails perfectly trimmed and gives me a massage and bath, so I am suited to sit on the royal throne. Rocco is my friend and protector. He taps on our servant's leg when we want to go to the park. Sir Greg will bring my royal carriage around and drive us to the place with lush green grass where we love to explore and look for lizards, birds, and bunnies. Before we are escorted into the park, Sir Greg scouts out the area to be sure we are alone. We cannot mingle with the peasant pets. They may have fleas and ticks, or they may get rough and want to play. I am a princess. I always stay pretty and prim, and I always have my bodyguard to keep me safe. Last week, we had a very close call. There was a knock on the door. Woof, 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 woof. I hid while Sir Greg and Rocco answered the door. It was a secret agent in a mysterious dark truck, grasping a sinister brown wrapped package. Rocco jumped from the floor and looked him right in the eyes.
Woof, woof, woof! State your business. We have a princess inside.
This spy was dressed in dark brown clothing and wore a cap with secret code letters, UPS. He pulled out a device that looked like a gun. Lady Deborah cried from behind.
Rocco, come here!
He turned and jumped into her arms, saving him from the villain. Sir Greg signed some secret papers, and the spy disappeared into his big, mean van.
Tasha, where are you?
I pranced out from under the chair. Woof, woof, woof! I am a princess. I am not afraid. I straightened my pearls as we licked each other, and we both settled down for a long-deserved nap in our fur-lined royal thrones.